Chapter 36. Floating above the heat-shimmered distance, the tops of both stone monoliths were just about visible on the horizon. Fenner's keen eyes confirmed Saro's discovery.
Hooray! You're right! There they are! I can see them!
Shading her eyes, Springall stood on tip paws.
They look like one of those mirages that old Fred told us about. I wonder how far off they are.
Bragoon squinted over the wasteland haze.
A fair bit yet, but if we press on till they're in plain sight, I'll call it a day and we'll make camp. I want to look at those parchments from the abbey. How does that sound to you, mates?
Bragoon and Sara watched the three young ones dashing off ahead, their quarrels all forgotten as they shouted to one another. Sara scratched their bushy tail.
Listen to them. They're the best of pals again.
Fenner was shouting.
I'm going to set up camp with the cloaks and stuffs. Where are you off to, Horty?
The young hare had put on a spurt, racing ahead eagerly.
Gangway, my dears. I'm your cook this evening. Had lots of valuable experience, you know. Oh, yes, a chap learns a thing or three from those shrew coves. What?
Springall kept pace with Penner.
Fenner.
Springall kept pace with Fenner.
I want to help Bragg and Saro to study those parchments.
Bragoon and Saro followed the young ones at a steady lope.
Looks like we've lost command of the quest, mate. Can you see those rocks clearly yet?
The squirrel looked up.
Not quite, but it won't be long now.
It turned out that the three front runners were forced to halt quicker than expected. Horty ground to a stop in a cloud of dust.
By the left, right, and knock me blinking sideways. How in the name of onion soup do we get across that blooming thing? Looks like the end of the flaming earth, what?
Fenner and Springall joined him, gasping in disbelief at the awesome spectacle that confronted them.
Phew, no wonder it's called the Great Gorge. Good grief, it must be miles down to the bottom.
Bragoon and Saro arrived on the scene. The otter ventured a glance down into the black chasm.
If and you fell down there, that'd be the last any beast would see of you, eh, mate?
Saro, however, was more concerned with the width of the gorge.
That's a wide old canyon. Don't matter how deep it is, we've got to think how we're going to cross it. Any ideas?
Food was the only idea Horty gave priority to.
Let's get a fire going and we can figure it all out over a jolly good scoff. How's that for a scheme, what?
The otter shook his head.
This is strange country, mate. I don't feel too easy with the thought of a fire. Pitch the camp and see what you can make from the packs, Horty. I'll go off to the right along the rim. Spring, you come with me. Saro, you take the left edge. Fenner will go with you.
They set off, with Horty issuing dire warnings.
You chaps get back here before dusk, or I'll whomp up something absolutely delicious and eat it myself.
Saro glanced across the gorge as she and Fenner explored along the edge of the precipice.
Those two big rocks are plain to see now. There mustn't be more than a couple of slingshot distances from the other side. We're so near yet so far, eh, Fen?
The squirrel maid had noticed something down in the chasm. Suddenly her voice became shrill with excitement.
There! That's how we'll get across! Come and see!
Saro lay flat on the edge, staring down at the solution to their problem.
Well spotted, young'un. I almost walked right by and missed that. Let's go and tell the others.
Horty had created a fruit salad from the rations, with elderflower and dandelion cordial to go with it. They sat eating as Saro reported.
There's a tree trunk spanning the gorge down that way. Fenner spotted it. About the height of Redwall Abbey's battlement, down it lies. I don't know where it came from or what beast put it there, but it bridges the gap all right. 'Tis the longest trunk I've ever seen, lodged twixt a crack on one side and a narrow ledge on the other. I think we should be able to get down to it on the rope that Cosbro the old rabbit gave us.
Bragoon gathered up the parchments he was about to study.
Let's go and take a look at it.
The spot where the tree trunk lay was directly in line with the two rocks across the gorge. Bragoon was thinking hard as he gazed down at the long old span of timber that bridged the chasm.